the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate our patronal feast day, the precious chains of St. Peter. We're reminded once again of the perilous lifestyle that the apostles had. I remember from my high school days, I read a book, and I think I remember the author's name, but I'm not going to say it because I may be wrong, but I do remember the title. The title was Extraordinary Living for Ordinary Man. The book made a real impression on me as a young man. I'm sure there would be some things that we might disagree with on if I were to reread that book, but that title always stuck with me, Extraordinary Living for Ordinary Man. The truth of the matter is the apostles were pretty ordinary before they received the Holy Spirit. They were pretty ordinary. They, you know, were for the most part uneducated, simple people, very much subject to, you know, the weakness of our fallen human nature in various ways. And yet we see after God's blessing them with his ever-present reality, giving them the Holy Spirit, we see that they became extraordinary, that their lives today ring, just they're so vibrant. Just to even think about the many things that they went through. Father Hopko, I remember on one of his talks, he was talking about, you know, the need to entrust our lives to God in each and every circumstance that we face. And he says, you know, when you start living like that, there is a certain joy and excitement that comes from it because, as he put it, you know, you get these different circumstances of life and what's he going to do this time to get me out of this fix, you know, that I've maybe gotten myself into or maybe not, but I'm in it one way or the other. When we look at the lives of the apostles, they had one circumstance after another that, you know, on the face of it, just seemed really to be more than humanly possible to prevail over and to overcome. And yet, over and over and over, we see the extraordinary lives that came out of this synergy between all of the saints, not the least of which is our patron and protector of this community, the chief apostle, St. Peter, whose relic we are blessed with. I thank you again, Your Grace, Bishop Basil, if you're listening to this, for getting that relic for us. It's a great blessing to have that relic here, the presence of our patron, and to know that we have him praying for us. He's been through a lot that we've never even considered going through. But he prays for us, and his intercessions are very powerful. But as we reflect on his life and the way he lived it, you know, we see in today's gospel, for example, you know, he says, and when John is trailing behind them, he says to the Lord, "What about this man?" And the Lord says, "What about that man?" But is that not the paradigm for us as well in our weak faith? What about this? What about that? What about this? We are constantly asking questions that do not speak or reek of trust. They often reek of anxiety, of the lack of trust. The apostles learned to entrust every aspect of their life to God. And they did so in such a manner that they were filled with the grace and mercy of God, so much so that even chains, the very chains that fell off of St. Peter when the angel came to visit him in prison, that those very chains, the very instrument of suffering and of captivity, became instruments of healing and miracles, many miracles, you know, in subsequent years. God is able to do that. He's able to take circumstances that seem to us to be so daunting, so unbearable, and make us strong in the midst of those things. It's a lesson not easily learned, but it is a lesson nevertheless that must be learned, and He always is there to give us help, to give us grace, to give us mercy. He doesn't ask us to do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. He knows that better than anybody. But He wants us to learn to stay close to Him and to give ourselves to Him, to follow His lead rather than taking control of things ourselves. So we thank You, our patron saint, Saint Peter, the chief apostle. We thank You for Your sacrifice and the example You are to us today in dealing with the things we have to deal with. You went to a place You did not wish to go. Sometimes we have to go to places we don't wish to go. But by the grace of God, we go there, we stand in it, right? We face it, and we deal with it. And His grace and His mercy is multiplied to us. It's always there. It's not something that you roll the dice and every once in a while maybe you get lucky. It's not about luck. It's about His faithfulness to His people. And if we are faithless, He remains faithful, St. Paul says, because He cannot deny Himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.